This is Bea Bonner from NPR Illinois with another Community Voices story. I am back in the studio with Ben Belzer.
Well, hello.
Hi there. Now, when we talked last time, Ben was getting ready to host auditions for his original play, Blurred Lines. Now, the run for the production is almost ready to premiere, and I know you're really excited, but before we get into hearing more about what is to come, let us talk about, you know, the audition process. How did they go?
It went really well. We have a really great cast. I'm really, really impressed. The father, the sister, the main character, Alex, the mother, who we're going to talk a little bit more about with our sponsor. Everybody is just phenomenal. The therapist, it's gone really well.
So, Ben, tell me, what has been the hardest part so far about putting on a show with such a hard topic? You know, last time we talked about alcoholism. We talked about strained relationships. We talked about, you know, mental and emotional abuse. So tell me, how's that been as far as, like, putting a show like this on?
It's actually been a good thing because the cast is very dedicated to what the message is, which is very refreshing. There's actually one person who's a therapist, a social worker, who's in the act, who's one of the actresses. And then the guy who's playing the father, he's very involved with veteran things with veterans, and he's playing a veteran in the play. So everyone is, like, perfect. It's truly amazing.
Okay. So you talked about the sponsor a little bit already, and I hear they're a great sponsor, especially for this show, the Parental Alienation Awareness Organization USA. So tell us a little bit about what they do and how they kind of got involved with the show.
Sure. So whenever we put the script out for auditions, one of the people that saw it, Jill, she's going to be playing the mother, and she gave us a sponsor from this organization. And it's to bring awareness to parents who are alienated by a spouse, whether it's in marriage or in divorce. A lot of times this happens in divorce, where maybe a parent will turn their kids against the other parent. So it brings awareness to that. And in this play, the mom has been alienated from her own mother, and her kids have been alienated from their friends by their emotionally abusive father.
So why do you think it's so important for a group such as this to sponsor the show? You already talked about, like, some parallels between the two, but why was it so important for them to sponsor the show?
It was very important to them because they just, as soon as Jill read the script, she was like, this is very important. She gave us a very nice donation that's helped pay for advertising. But the fact that it's a national organization, it's PAAO USA, that whole national thing, I mean, that really brings in a lot of attention. They have over 1 million supporters nationwide. So the fact that we can do this here in Central Illinois, I think it's just very significant.
And what are you hoping that people learn from this play and this organization working together?
Yeah, so I hope they know that, you know, no matter where you are, because we're doing this in a very rural kind of setting in Petersburg, Illinois, no matter where you are, it's good to know that there's people out there like this organization who, you know, you're not alone if you're going through alienation. And maybe you don't know what that is until maybe it's shown to you in a theater production. But, if we can show people and they can get out of those situations, hopefully it can prevent tragedy. So
that's awesome. And then another question I kind of had is, because this is such an important topic, do you think you'll take this play on the road and try to bring it to different places?
Yeah, I do want to copyright it. I have a lot of editing to do, and doing the actual production with actual actors has given me so much insight on, okay, what do we need to narrow down here? So I'm going to narrow it down, and then I am going to copyright it. And then there's like there's a group the director told me about to where nationwide other theaters can do it through the royalty process or the, it has to go through a copyright kind of thing, but that way other places can do it. And I'll definitely mention that we were sponsored by this group whenever I kind of put that out there. So.
Yeah, and are there other organizations or places you think would be interested in maybe, you know, getting to see your play or even having a part in partnering with you?
Yeah, so I would definitely think therapist's office, women's shelters would definitely, I think, relate to this. I think several organizations, but those would be the key ones. Alcoholics Anonymous, even, because one of the characters is a sober person, but they're still abusive. Another one is kind of slowly becoming an alcoholic. It's not totally said in the play that that's what's happening, but he's kind of going in that direction. But those types of groups, yeah.
Okay. And let us know about the when is the production, how people can get tickets, sure. and where it's going to be at.
It's September 6th and 7th. That's a Friday and Saturday. And then September 8th is Sunday. On the 6th and 7th, it's at 8 p.m. in Petersburg at Salem on 7th, which is the old Terror on the Square, downtown Petersburg. And on the 8th of September, that Sunday, that's at a 2 p.m. showing. The tickets are $18, and you can get them from the shop next to where the theater is. The shop is called the Crazy Daisy Gift Shop in Petersburg. You can get handheld tickets there, paper tickets, and then you can also get them online on eventbrite.com. And when you go on Eventbrite, you'll want to type in the title of the play, Blurred Lines, and put in Petersburg, Illinois, and then whenever you click on the date, sometimes you have to click on it twice to get to the page for the tickets. And you can also email 2019blurredlines@gmail.com.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then I guess one last question I have is I want to know, what are the next steps after this run of the show? Whether it be a sequel, are you looking to do a follow-up? What's going to happen?
You know, it's really interesting you ask that because I was talking with two of the actors about this. I've thought about writing a novel, and it would be like an epic war battle, and it would be the same characters, the father and son in particular. And so the father in the play is a narcissist, and a narcissist's main goal is to kind of like preserve themselves and manipulate other people to not realize that they're dysfunctional. So if it was an epic war novel, the father would kind of hide like in a bunker while the son and the daughter have to fight heroically against the World War III that's hitting America. But it's pretty imaginative, but that's what it would be. The son and the daughter would be fighting the war while the dad hides out. And I'm thinking the mom might not be in it because the mom enables the father, so he can't have his enabler. I don't know where she would go or what would happen with her, but it would kind of be a battle.
That sounds really cool. I'm always interested to see, like, what are people going to do next?
It would be a metaphor. Okay. So the battle, the war, the World War III would be a battle. It'd be a metaphor for the relationship between the father and his kids.
Well, I'm really interested to see where you take it next. It sounds really interesting. And the topic is so important because we don't get a lot on, you know, these sorts of topics, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, not to knock musicals, but I was not aware that musicals are so popular in theater, and I like tragedy. I am all about, I want Hamlet, I want tragedy, I want Greek tragedy, you know. So whenever I think theater, I think tragedy. So that's what originally this is, but it's a comic tragedy. So the play has a moral meaning, and that was where kind of the play originated, was my background in philosophy. The moral of it is, don't make excuses for a dangerous person.
Yes. And so, is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem.